You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. The intention behind these almost daily drops is to keep you inspired, energized, and focused on your path of building a life better than you think is possible. I've done it myself, I've coached hundreds of women to do the same, and I'm excited for you to jump on board with me. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, success starts from within. Let's go! Wow, my friends, we just finished up day three of the Sitting on Gold Challenge, and I felt like today was magical. I think we're going to post the entire recording because it's just so juicy and full of content. A couple things, I am doing breath work tomorrow. This is a free breath work. It's the final kind of finale of the challenge. If you'd like to be part of that, you just need to sign up for the challenge and you'll get all the information to participate in breath work tomorrow, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And I want you to enjoy this meditation that I take the women through. It's at the beginning of the recording. So enjoy that. Really a beautiful process and a beautiful prayer to just relax, let go, tap into the abundance that's available for you. And then towards the end, I do share all of the information and details about my newest program called Magnetic. This is for women entrepreneurs who are wanting to become more of an energetic match for the money that you want to bring in, that are wanting to become more visible, that are wanting to get your services or your product out there in the world and know that you really are sitting on gold and that it's time for you to start taking action to make your dreams come true. So feel free to check that out. I'll probably do another straight recording tomorrow. I am only taking 20 women in this program, so it will fill up. If this is something that you're interested in, let me know. Shoot me a DM. You can also go to our website to find out all the information about it. That is also in the show notes. Okay, have a beautiful Friday, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye-bye. Hi, friends. Welcome back for day three. If you're seeing the recording of this, I want to remind you that we have breath work tomorrow, Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Make sure that you are live for that breath work. That's not one that you want to watch the recording of. So get the babysitter, get your husband, partner on board. Find a little pocket of quiet space for yourself and be ready to go deep and to break through really on a emotional level and a cellular level, those things that are blocking you and that you're ready to break through. It's going to be a powerful session. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And we will be doing that on a Zoom link. So in the email that's 1 hour before, as well as here in the Facebook group, we'll be posting that Zoom link to get on. I do want to let you guys all know that tomorrow for the breath work, we will be admitting people to the Facebook group. And if you come more than 10 minutes late, we're not going to let you in. And that's just because it is a really sacred container. And once we start the actual breath work, typically about 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes in, we're not going to let people come late. So, okay. So with that, we're going to get started today. Awesome. You guys are coming in. Hello, Aurora, Martha, Lizelli, Christine. Hello, hello, hello. All right. I'm going to make sure I can see comments here in the Facebook group. Where are we? Where are we? Where are we? It hasn't popped up yet. So hopefully it will. It'll come up. It's Friday and I just was in the vibration of abundance and relaxing into and allowing this whole process of building businesses and lives and manifesting and making money with a lot more ease. And I thought, what better, you know, thing to wear and than a beautiful floral feminine dress, letting it be easy. And just bringing you guys into my couch and home. I want to like sit here with all of you in my sacred space here. Some of you have been to my house. I think Genevieve is on. I have hosted retreats here. I've hosted masterminds. Prior to COVID, I was actually hosting monthly events here, and we would have 50, 60, 70 women filling the home. And everyone would come in and they'd be like, "This is incredible. Thank you for welcoming us into your house." And it would genuinely be just as much of an energetic exchange as it was for me, just filling my house with blessings of beautiful women that are up-leveled and desiring to grow and seeking out, you know, information and more spiritual attunement and more wealth and abundance. It's like it was just beautiful. So much work for my team. God bless Catherine Hoban. She was the magic behind all of those live events. And one day soon, we will be getting back to them. We are considering potentially a retreat, you know, next year, mid-year. I'm so aching to get back in person and really have that intimate connection with all of you. And until that time, here we are, the beauty of technology and Zoom and being able to connect in this way. So good morning, Catherine and Megan, Jennifer, Marvelyn, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Jen. Happy Friday. Fantastic. All right, you guys. So we are going to settle in here with a prayer. Actually, I'm going to start with a prayer for abundance. And this is just really showering each of you that is here with me live or that watches the replay to really just open up and become more of a portal to that which you desire to come in. So if you join me, if you're sitting on a bed or a chair, that's fine, having your legs crossed. But don't like cross your legs, you know, like, you know what I'm talking about. If your feet are flat, get them flat on the floor. So just taking a deep breath in and relaxing and taking another deep breath in. Inhaling, exhaling, and just asking that your entire body be surrounded with light, that your entire aura be filled with that divine white light of living love, and that any dissonance, any dis-ease, any frustration, any feeling like you need to force and make things happen, may that just be lifted with a level of ease and grace and turned into the nothingness from which it came. And may each of you here connect with anything of the higher sort that you work with, maybe universe, spirit, source, God, any angels or guides that work with you, may they just come forward and be present. And I want every single one of you to picture a light, a channel of light just pouring over your head, almost like a waterfall. Let it reach up to the highest point in the heavens that you can have it reach, and just feel that water. Feel that light flowing over you, shining over you, feeling that connection to your higher power. Just noticing as that light shines down on you, how your body relaxes. Noticing maybe you can breathe a little bit deeper. Relax your shoulders. Let go of any tension in your neck. Any weight that you're carrying on your chest. If you're holding your stomach in, just really letting it all exhale and relax. I want you to feel spirit, universe, just showering and pouring its light over you. That you are safe, that you are taken care of always, that you are perfectly divinely guided and on your path, and that wherever you are, whatever you're experiencing, whatever challenges you've been through, and whatever lies ahead is exactly where you are supposed to be. Just allowing your shoulders to relax, placing your attention on your heart, maybe putting one hand over your heart, and then seeing that light beam, seeing that channel of light, seeing that waterfall just wash over your head. And as it moves through your heart, I want you to see yourself cast a light out from your heart into your future. Just taking that channel, that connection with higher source, bringing it into your body and channeling it out from your heart into your future. And as you begin taking steps into that future, walking forward into that light, knowing that you are so held, that you are so divinely guided, that you are so taken care of. And that the joy, the fulfillment, the purpose, the abundance, the prosperity, the expansion, that it's here for you, that it's available to be channeled through you, that you are available to work with this light as you move forward through your days. And that everything that you wish for, that you desire, is all on that path. And that this journey that you're walking towards, this woman that you're becoming, the mountains that you'll overcome to continue breaking through and walking on that path are all divinely guided and perfectly placed for your soul's evolution. Amen. All right, my loves. Well, that felt good, huh? So just check in with me and let me know how you feel after that. If you felt that, if you were with me through that, if you feel more relaxed, do a little two-word check-in, meaning two words that describe how you're feeling right here and now. Wonderful. Awesome. Deanna says that was amazing. Thank you. Fantastic. Genevieve, light and free. Ooh, Megan, so with you through all of that. Awesome. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. So, my loves, here's the deal. Every single one of us has the ability to be a portal of more light, of more love, of more expansion, of more money, of every, at any given moment, at any given time. And it is us. It is, and this, you have done nothing wrong. You have not fucked it up. You have not messed up anything. And it is us, our humanness, that gets in the way. And so that's the good news. Because this process of more wealth, of more abundance, of more freedom, of more joy really becomes one of unlearning, of peeling back, right? Of letting go of the dissonance and the noise and the chatter that we are being inundated with and bombarded with at all times. And they're like professionals, right? At capturing our attention. And I was looking around my house this morning and I was thinking, I do it in my home. Like I'm constantly kind of wanting to throw things away and declutter and get rid of. And I'm always feeling like there's just kind of a little bit too much stuff. And we have so much stuff in our lives. Do it this way. Make money this way. This is going to be the strategy. This is going to be the thing. This is going to be the miracle to everything that you want. And it's like, okay,
the reality is the miracle is you. The miracle is allowing your path to come through, because it is only when we're in alignment and only when you're in alignment with your truth, your message, your actions, your clients, your wealth, your partnerships, your children, that we're able to relax into. Because being anything other than ourselves is exhausting and confusing. And just sets you up on a path of not if, but just when. The burnout, the fatigue, the health challenges, the addiction, right? And so I know none of you are here for that. And so this unpeeling and this uncluttering and this letting it be easier, I think sometimes can get a little confusing, because we do hear these messages, and I'm someone that tells you these messages of, let it be easier. Let yourself, you know, receive. Let yourself be more in the feminine. So when it doesn't come overnight, or when it doesn't come like, well, Heidi, I'm doing my meditations. I'm talking to God. I'm in my prayer. I'm doing my manifesting. And if it hasn't come in the time or the perfect way that I thought it was going to come, then maybe it's just not meant for me. Maybe that's a sign that I'm not supposed to do this. Maybe I'm supposed to go back to my corporate job. Maybe I'm just got confused. So a lot of the process is being able to discern from the ego mind that wants to keep us trapped in the cycle, and the heart and your inner self that's here to learn lessons along the way. And to be both in acceptance of exactly where you are while desiring the things that you can manifest on the goal line, right? It's that quadrant of learning lessons up the soul line as we are manifesting on the goal line. And so much of this letting wealth and letting abundance and letting more financial freedom is getting out of the way of thinking that there's one way of doing it, of there's one way of creating the wealth, the expansion, right? When I look back, so here's a question for you, and I'll share my example. But when you look back at your life, what's an area that came with a level of ease that you just happen to be naturally good at? For some of you, it may be a creative outlet. Like, you're just good at like decorating your house or hosting or, I don't know, creating these gorgeous flowers, right? What is an area that has just come with a level of ease? Maybe it's some of you, it's calling in your partner. There just happens to be a natural flow. Or maybe some of you, it's the miracle of getting pregnant, just happened. What's an area of your life that has just become a natural extension of who you truly are? I get a little bit of a delay, so I have to sometimes wait for just a second for you guys to pop up here. Let's see it. Come on, you guys. I know you have them. I know you have these areas of your life that have come with a level of flow. Where are you? Come on. Okay, Megan, supporting others and being in a safe place. Beautiful. Connecting others to opportunities. I see it for others. Yes. Martha, raising money. Is that raising money for other people, for charities, for things that you believe in? Genevieve, like a goddess, a genius at creating flowers. Ashi, your work, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so I really want you to like get in the framework and get in the resonance of when you are doing that thing that you are so naturally good at. Okay? It comes easy. Of course, I would raise money for this charity. Of course, I would see the light in somebody else and have them feel good about themselves. Of course, it just like, really? Like other people just can't like create and make this beautiful experience. It just comes so naturally for me, right? So we as women are so natural at giving to others and just, it's like, it's, we've been doing it. We birth life out of ourselves. We give and we give and we give. And so this part, what we are not taught, and this I think is, this is mostly the conditioning of what we've been told and taught of how we make money, because for so many years, it was shown that only men can make money, that only men are worthy of making money, that there's, you know, a woman's spot to be in. And it's really only in the last like 40, 50 years, right, that we've had the ability to really stand up and start shifting the DNA inside of ourselves and repatterning those generational patterns. So again, this is not your fault. You have not done anything wrong. And we are in a time that we can shift our DNA, that we can shift our body frame, that we can shift our mindset to be able to make money. The thing is that it typically doesn't look like we've been taught. We can't make money in the same way that men make money. We burn out. We get exhausted. We get adrenal fatigue. And I don't know about you, but I didn't have that many models for how does this happen with more ease? How does this happen with such a level of vulnerability and connection and authenticity and service that it just becomes natural? Of course I would offer an opportunity for this woman to work with me because I'm gonna show up in such deep service. And by her connecting with me in this one-on-one experience, whether it's selling her a product or selling her a service or helping her transform her life in one way or another, of course she's gonna get such a clear energetic exchange that I would then receive that in the form of money. It hasn't become second nature to us. It hasn't become one of our natural abilities. And so this is something that we have to learn. And this is something we have to get trained on. This is something that we have to remember our birthright of the miracle, of the like light. When I look at my little girl, Grace, I'm like, Would I ever let somebody tell her that she's not worthy of every single one of her dreams? Would I ever let somebody tell her that she can't, that she's not just an absolute light beam, right? Just available for everything that she wants to create. She's a little portal, and so are you. You've just been beaten down by life. And that's okay. Because we can do the work to peel it back, right? And allow for more love and value and authenticity and connection to come in. So, you guys have a vision. You're all visionaries. And I know it and I see it. And you can see it. And we get stopped up in actually making it a reality, right? So we're seeing it, you're visualizing it, you're holding it, you're meditating on it, you know, and you're listening to that whisper inside that yes, this is something that is available for me. And then when you open your eyes and you start taking action on it, all the noise, all the dissonance, all the roadblocks start feeling like they come in. Is that accurate? I think that's pretty accurate. And I know this because I do it to myself. I know this because I've walked through this over and over and over again, and I still experience it to this day. And so again, there's never an end point. It's the journey of being on this journey together. So let's look at chunking down this bigger vision so that you can start taking steps towards those actions. So what I want to hear, I want you guys to remind me right now, because some of you did your homework and some of you didn't. I want you to throw into the notes right here. What is that bigger vision? What is the impact that you're wanting to make? And what I want you to do is I want you to really get granular with me right now. You have the bigger vision of I want to help people create, you know, overcome their trauma. I want to, you know, make a massive impact on poverty. You guys, on whatever it is, the thing. In this moment, what is the intention and what is the desire? I want to get 5 more clients. I want to make $5,000 a month. I love her. Teach me your ways of manifesting dream, desire, and living spaces. Yes, I am. This is it. This is it. One step at a time. Meaning, I saw it, actually. I'll share this with you while you guys are sharing your dreams. I want you this to come in. But Lizelle, I think I'm pronouncing your name right. I actually saw the vision of this home in a breathwork session. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago now. And I saw it. We had actually just finished renovating our first home. So there was no reason for me to have a vision of more expanded space. We had just finished renovating. That renovation was a big financial stretch for my husband and I at the time. And we were actually paying back some loans that we needed to in order to own our home. And I had this vision. And it was like, there's more expansion and there's this kind of almost mini little compound in Los Angeles and we need a bigger lot and we need this thing and we need to, you know, we need to have detached space. There's my office out there. I'm not getting internet there right now, which is why I'm in my home. And I'll just finish this. I love, okay, you guys keep pouring them in here. And I told my husband and I told my friends and they all thought I was crazy. So did my dad. He thought I was crazy. He was like, can you not just be happy with what you have? And I said, yes, I can be happy with what I have. And I love our home and we did just renovate it. And I think that there's more. And so for the next 2 years, I kept the vision and I held the vision. And my husband and I had challenging conversations about when it was appropriate to do it and where we should be placing our money and how we should be investing. And there's a whole conversation around the conversations about me and my husband that I'm not going to go into right at this moment. But I took action. I took massive action. I went and I started door knocking. I started knocking on doors of larger lots in our neighborhood. Did I know exactly how we were going to pay for it? I didn't. I really, really, really didn't. And I started taking action and doing everything that I knew how to find, attract. I started looking at our finances. I started going, well, what could we get for our house if we sold it? What would be the profit? Da 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 da. And long story short is that this random real estate, I'm not kidding you, a random real estate agent came up with this property that we had literally been walking by. I didn't know that it was a big lot. From the front of the house, you can't see that it's a large lot, that it expands in the back. So I had no idea that this was a lot that I thought that I would want. And so, you know, I could go into all the details, but the point of the story is that I did not know how. I did not know how this was going to happen. I did not know. I never knew how I was going to get out of the real estate business. I never knew how my perfect match of a partner was going to come in. I never knew how I was going to fill a group program of 50 women in my second year of business. Like, I didn't have it all mapped out perfectly, you guys. I had the vision. I think what's important, which is what I'm helping you do here right now, is I did chunk it down to something that was very believable. I didn't have a dream and desire for a $10 million home in Beverly Hills. Like that wasn't something that was believable for me at the time. And so I expanded and I saw, and it was just enough out of our comfort zone that was like, I feel like this could happen. I just don't really have the exact steps of making this happen. Does that make sense? All the while doing deep, deep inner work, unlayering those blocks, conscious conversations with my husband, brave conversations with myself, with him, all the steps. Okay, guys, so good. Okay, Megan wants to make $10,000 a month, golden. Deanna, I want to help women founders with my branding services to help more impact in the world and make $10,000 a month. Amazing. Ashi, is that how I pronounce it? I'm so sorry if I'm not getting your names right. This is not my strong suit. More clients, more revenue, more freedom, growth, and more import, and most important, more intuitive connection. Ooh, girlfriend, you're in the right place. Yes. These are beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, gorgeous. Jen, pivot to a more aligned business model and offering that allows me to find success in my business. Jen, what is the result of that? If you have a more aligned business model, what are you going to actually get on the other side of that? Get tangible, okay? Catherine wants to develop a few packages of services to offer when I'm speaking with prospective clients instead of continuing to work at an hourly rate. Like, Catherine, simplest thing ever. Which is the good news. That's good news. Okay, this is so beautiful. Okay, my God, this is pouring in. I'm going to go in and read these. Okay, so I'm going to get to my next step with you guys. Let me check the time. Okay, so chunking down the bigger vision, all right? Chunking down the bigger vision. This is the first step, is getting more granular in what is the very next step. So if you were gonna get out of the like all the bullshit that you hear all the time of like, this is the magic bullet, and this is the magic bullet, and this is the magic bullet, and this is the magic bullet, okay? I want you to all stay with me right here. You guys are all staying on here. Awesome, somebody has $9,200 consistently. Amazing, you're so detailed, beautiful. So I want you to close your eyes, okay? And I want you to hold that vision and don't hold it, there should be no constriction around it. I want you just to like see it and let there be some lightness, let there be some energetic flow between you and these $10,000 months, between you and these next couple of clients, between you and creating an aligned business. Just breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. See the vision, surrender it out, okay? See the vision, surrender it out. And now I want you to ask yourself, centering yourself in your heart space, what is my next step? What is one action step that I can take today to move towards that vision? And before your mind says, I don't know, before you get into any type of like constriction or feeling any, just breathe, stay with me, stay with your heart, stay with the vision, stay in your body, stay connected to your body, stay connected to your own intuition, and ask yourself, what would be the next step to create more of this flow, to create more of what I want? And I want you to share what's popping up. And whatever's popping up should feel a little challenging, maybe a little outside of your comfort zone, but also just like a direct knowing. Like, oh yeah, no shit, I'd like go and post on Instagram. Actually, believing in myself. Okay, beautiful. So what is believing in yourself going to, like, what does that actually look like, right? What is that actually, how are you going to feel in your body? What is the action step that you're going to take? Genevieve, reach out and work with that one photographer. Okay, awesome. Gorgeous. Who's next? Keep them coming. Belly breaths. Redesign your web services page. Awesome. Awesome. Now, Catherine, I'm going to challenge you on that. I'm going to challenge you on that a little bit, because oftentimes we think that we need to have things look a certain way in order for to attract the people that we want. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm wondering what you could do, Catherine, to reach out, to take an action step other than being in the comfort zone of you and your computer and your bubble, to put yourself out there. Okay, so I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that. Yes, Max, post that meditation bundle. I obviously thought it was so good that I wanted to post it for you and with you, right? I was like, oh my God, this is such an amazing service. More people need to know about this. Okay, who else? Yes, Martha, that is beautiful. So what Martha's saying is addressing what I don't know how to do head on, asking questions and getting the right help. Amazing. Exactly. And sometimes that is the answer, is going and finding somebody else that can help me with the solution. The word record. Jen got the word record. I just bought a podcasting mic and I want to be a, build a membership program of guided EFT tapping meditation. So Jen, your first step is to go and record, as you know, because you heard that, right? And post. It doesn't need to be a membership site right now. It needs to be posted. Go post it and share it, or go email it to 10 people. Go share, go connect, go serve, go get into action. Beautiful, beautiful. Talking about the part of the program that you're excited about. Gorgeous, Lizelle, taking the leap with someone who can guide me in the specific steps in developing my service. Amazing. What is the service? Is it coaching? Christine, I could reach out to a particular person with my offer. I want to spend all my non-family time on this. Yes, 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 yes. Megan, get a business coach, accountability coach. Yes, Marvelyn, sit down and bullet points my thoughts and start connecting the dots. Okay, Marvelyn, you need to take more action than that, my love. What is the one thing that you are going to actually share with somebody? Beautiful. Jennifer, showing up on my social media stories so I can become more visible, so they can connect with me in order to connect with my brand and products deeper. Yes. Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. Not always, but a lot of the time, you know the steps that you need to take. You guys are very smart, you're wise, and so much of the process is taking the consistent action and taking the steps and then getting out of the way of the feedback. So if we have the ability to just receive the feedback, if it's not coming back, okay, interesting. What could I do to tweak? Where do I need to get better? What else do I need to do, right? But instead, so much of the time, we take it personally. And then we let that weigh on our shoulders, and we let that be a backpack, and we let it stop, you know, stop actually taking steps. Yes, coaching, that's good. She says she even has trouble saying the word coaching. Yes, 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 yes. So here's the deal. The strategy is simple. The strategy is simple. Take action. Get visible, post your message, post what you're about, invite people to work with you, welcome people into working with you and getting into alignment with what you are, what you have to offer, who you're working with, and the vibration of the exchange that needs to happen. Okay? Taking action, receiving feedback, course correcting, creating a simple package, sharing it, creating the podcast episode, sharing it, creating the Insta story, sharing it, right? The action is simple. It's us that make it complicated. Now, there's also a pretty big piece around being willing to receive. being willing to receive more, and adjusting and mastering your money mindset so that when you are taking those actions and you are coming into alignment with your package prices and you are offering them out. One of my clients, Christine, had a beautiful experience with this, that she was on the phone and it was like, she could just feel herself shining back and kind of hunkering down and kind of feeling taken advantage of. And it was like this, like, no. Like, of course I'm not available to be treated like that anymore. Of course I'm only going to work with people that see my clear energetic exchange. Okay? So taking action, course correcting, receiving feedback, continuing to take action, mastering your energy in the process, mastering your emotions so that you stay on point, so that you stay towards moving towards those visions, and that you stay continuing to take action, and then mastering your mindset around money. It's something that women shy away from even talking about, because there's just so many layers and so much stuff there. So really breaking through all of those belief systems and coming into alignment for, yes, I am available for $10,000 months. Yes, I am available for $9,200 months. Yes, I am available to have 40 people, 50 people in this membership. Yes, I am available for those things. So my gym is 100 members below where I need to be. Okay, I'm going to read this in a second because it's a little long. So my loves, here's what we're going to do. We are going to, and then the last piece, well, I said this, but it's the continuing to take the action. It's not the start and the stop. And I think so oftentimes we get going and we start making traction. And what that does from a universal perspective, you guys, from an energetic perspective, is we get going, the train starts going, we have some momentum, we're getting some feedback. Maybe some of it's not so good, maybe some of it's positive, some yeses, some nos. And then we kind of like get in our head and we think, well, I must be doing this. And the momentum stops and the train stops to slow down. And then we have to muster up all this energy and we have to turn the engines on and we have to do everything we can to get going again. And the reality is that this process of building the business and the life and the money that you desire, it builds off of each other. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And so the constant consistency and being surrounded in a community with other women entrepreneurs that are going for their dreams, that are taking action, that are holding you accountable, that are creating momentum, that are breaking through their bullshit around money, that are breaking through their upper limits that they're having with, who am I to do this, and second guessing themselves. We are not meant to do this alone. We are not meant to do this alone. I've never done it alone. I've been surrounded by community and coaches and mentors and peers and for the entire process. And every single time I think that I need to do it alone, I slow down. And so it is, right? So it is. That's okay. But the momentum stops and then I have to like kind of get started again. So I am taking women on. I'm taking 20 women starting the end of next week through this process of building an aligned business, of taking the action steps, of supporting you in knowing exactly what those action steps are. It's a small enough container that we will get into your business. I will be doing business coaching. I also will be doing energetic and mastering the mindset coaching. So there's four main parts of this program, Magnetic. The first part is mastering your money mindset. We're going to do the work to overcome those blocks so that when you have those pricing, when you have those sales conversations, when you are having the energetic exchange, that you actually are in a place to receive it. The second piece of this is taking the aligned action.
You will have accountability. You will have accountability partners. You will have me coaching you on a weekly basis. You will have access to the entire business program that I have designed regarding creating your packages, creating soulful sales conversations, creating your branding, and really getting your business up and running. You will have the third piece of this is mastering your emotions and your personal mastery, your time and your energy, so that when you bump up against all of those natural ups and downs, right, that naturally happen, you're in a place to be able to weather the storm. Because the entrepreneurial journey is one of five steps forward, three steps back, putting yourself out there over and over and over again, and learning how to become a master at overcoming those hurdles and finding the solution and figuring out what the next step is for you. The fourth piece of the program is elevating your wealth consciousness to a higher level. So really allowing yourself to connect with universe, birth, source, spirit at a higher vibration to call in that wealth. So what questions do you guys have? Do you have questions right here and right now? Max, yes, the accountability is here. We're holding you accountable, and we're also going to be partnering you with women that are at your similar level or similar industries so that you can bounce off back and forth. For those of you that are in Align Higher, Max is, there is a discount that's available through tomorrow. For everybody else, the exchange is $2,000, and there is a payment plan of, I believe, $400 a month. This program is starting next, a week from Friday-ish, starting in about a week, and it goes through the end of the year. So this is 10 weeks, getting you up and running, getting you in action. What will the schedule and timing be like? Great question. So Catherine, can you ask a little bit more detail in terms of what will the schedule timing be like in terms of the calls? Is that your question? Let me see if there's anything else that I want to go over. The business pieces will be all available for you guys. I think that's October 14th at 11 a.m. is our first call. Yeah, Catherine, if you can be more specific, I'm happy to answer that. What I have done, you guys, is I opened up my schedule so that if you guys are like, this sounds interesting, Heidi, I think I'm in, but I'd like to have a little connection with you to make sure it's the right thing. I've got a couple of 15-minute slots that I can talk with you today. I can also talk with you tomorrow directly after breathwork. So, Catherine, if you'll put my schedule in the link, and if you can also put the sales page in the link, as long as that's up and available, go ahead and book a call now. Go ahead and let me know if you want one of those spots. Max, are you in? And I know that there was somebody else that was very interested. Will the calls be once a week with independent work in between? Yes. So Catherine, great question. So the way it'll work is that you will get content once a week regarding the topic and the material of that week, whether it's mastering your mindset, working through the money challenges, up-leveling your financial abundance, getting crystal clear on what the purpose is, getting crystal clear on your next steps, getting crystal clear on your offers and your packages, getting crystal clear on managing the emotions so there's weekly content and material that will be delivered to you every single week. And then we get on a coaching call and we hot seat, you and me and the women that are on the call. And the cool thing is that you end up learning so much from the other women. You hear what they're saying and you're like, oh my God, yes, like I'm having that same question. I'm having that same issue. And oftentimes what happens is that you don't sometimes know the questions until you hear it from other people. So working in these group settings, it's really, really, really supportive for everyone to be moving forward. So you're gonna have weekly content, you're gonna have the weekly calls, and then my intention is that you guys will speak to your accountability partners once a week.
So you'll hold each other accountable. You'll check in. Where are you at? What are you doing? What do you need support with? There's also a private Facebook group that will be just for these women. Jennifer, I have a product skincare company. Does that fit with the magnetic program? Yes, it 100% does, Jennifer. This is about propelling you forward. This is about mastering your mindset, your energy, your ability to move forward. And whether you're selling a product or you're selling a service, you need to be more visible. You need to be building a brand. You need to be building yourselves. You need to be having those strategic sales conversations. Maybe it's not one-on-one with people, but you need to be having those strategic conversations with a collaborator, with an influencer, right? So that'll really put you in the energetic spot to go into those calls and into those business conversations with so much more confidence, really knowing who you are, what you're about, and moving that forward. Any other questions, you guys? So Jennifer, just so you know, Align Higher discount ends tomorrow. So just know if you want to jump on a quick phone call with me, I'm available for that. And we are going to be welcoming women into this program over the next couple of days. When you sign up, you do get access to the first bonuses. For those of you that are in Align Higher, you already have them. But one of the bonuses of this program is the Align Higher content. So just to go over a couple of the other bonuses, other than the business pieces of creating some packages, soulful selling, there's also... we're going to rope my husband in and talk about investing and talking about when do you start a 401k and how do you start getting into that wealthier mindset to save, to really build wealth. So he's going to come on in the last weeks and talk about really rising up in your wealth consciousness. And I'm going to be talking about that from an energetic perspective. Who are you hanging around? Who are you surrounding yourself by? What are the conversations that you're having, right? These things matter, you guys. They matter. When you look around and all of a sudden all of your friends are struggling for money and talking about how hard life is and talking about how they're just getting by, you become who you hang around. So when you rise up, when you put yourself in these communities, when you put yourself in these situations where other women are doing the exact same thing that you are, and you're like, yes, yes, if she can do it, I can do it. If she's taking those steps, I'm gonna take those steps, right? It's like that healthy camaraderie and support, and I don't even want to use the word competition, but there is a level of like, whoa, she's doing it. I'm gonna get into action too, because I'm gonna take a stand for my dreams and for my desires, and I am sick. I am done with seeing other people out there living out my dream, my truth, my desire that I know I will have regrets. So there's no waiting anymore. There's no waiting. If we've learned anything from 2020, it's that we don't know what the hell is going to happen, right? So stop sitting on the dream. Stop sitting on the desire. Get yourself into this community. Get yourself into this group. Get yourself access to my coaching. I've been doing this for a long time. I know what I'm doing. And I promise you, your life and your business will change as a result of this. Go get on one of the calls. I can't wait to see who's signing up, who's going to take these slots. We are going big. We are going strong. And we are going to elevate you. We're going to elevate your business. And we're going to elevate your life. Become magnetic, my loves. All right, let me know what questions I have, and I will see you tomorrow on the breathwork, okay? Bust through all of that emotional bullshit together tomorrow on breathwork. Bye.